what's poppin'? Turn your speakers up.
Turn these speakers up.
You're locked in to the illest girls next door.
You can bump it in your stereo.
On boominlive.com.
Feels like so good.
Okay.
Hey. First of all, listen, like, I need Mr. Smurder to, like, drop something, like.
Yeah, where he at?
Like, he been home.
I don't care, no.
That nigga is living his best life, you know. Let him enjoy outside.
Right.
Let him enjoy outside, you feel me? You know, we play. Then we go on work. You know, we're going to let him enjoy.
I need some little, something new.
He just enjoying life right now.
That's what
I'm saying. That's all he's doing. He's just enjoying life.
Okay, and that's what we do here every Sunday on Illest Girls Next Door.
Well, I'm ready.
Because we are back with another one.
And I'm JB.
I'm Rissy Riss.
And I'm Yanni.
And today we have Gita, baby.
Yo.
Yo. Let's give a round of applause. Let's talk about the energy.
The energy.
That you guys pulled up on us.
Me and Jada,
what happened?
We was having a rough start today. Jada, like, my head hurt. I'm like, I don't feel good. They pulled up. Everything turned into rainbows and unicorns. They,
and showers.
Champagne showers. Car, like, champagne showers. Hit a bottle. Get y'all energy. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's how y'all pull up everywhere?
That's how you gotta do it.
That's how we carry it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what we bring to every situation that we inject ourselves into. You know what I'm saying? We like to really live life and enjoy life for all the moments. You feel me? We don't like to think too much in the, like, in the future, what's gonna happen.
Be
or in the
present,
past
right.
too much. Just be that's, present. We like to good. Be present. You know what I'm saying?
That's really good.
That's how we, you feel me? We went to school. Don't act like we ain't go to school.
Hey, no, we don't get to that. Hold on.
Don't act like we ain't go to school.
Don't
act like we ain't go to school. We
went to school. Heads is in the building.
I'm telling them, like, yo, I went to school with them, bro.
Yo.
I know them. I'm up here. What you mean?
You know the real.
I know what's going on.
He know that after school, that before school.
So inform me. Inform me and the rest of the people. Because I don't know.
I'm about to inform the people on my opinion of Bloomfield High. It was literally what you see in movies. Just add a little ghetto-ness
like
to
some
it.
Degrassi type shit?
Maybe not that intense,
but... it's New Jersey. You feel me?
Yeah, like...
So Degrassi, but not even Degrassi, because it's like...
That's not the comparison I'm going to give it. But it was definitely, like, it was definitely clicks like it is in a movie. Yeah. It was definitely some wild viral shit going on. It was definitely a group of people who was always fighting. When I mean faithfully fighting.
Faithfully. Yeah.
Faithfully.
I'm talking... fought?
No. What was the best... The best lunchroom was C.
C lunch was lit.
C lunch was lit.
Nah, B lunch was lit.
B lunch, So basically, you had A lunch, which is like 11 or like 12.
That was breakfast.
Yeah, nobody ever likes A lunch. B lunch.
Regular time, like
regular
12.
Time, you know. You might catch the lit people there.
Right. C lunch?
That's where everybody
was.
Wait, y'all had different lunch periods? Cutting class.
Yeah. Bloomfield High was big as hell.
We had four gyms. We had four gyms. Technically five.
They did say it is.
The weight room.
I had never count that.
It was a gym upstairs on like the third floor. It was like
a
gym.
See, I went to Booty as North Star. The whole school had lunch together. It was 84 people in my graduating class.
Oh, no. It was thousands of us.
You had the biggest class.
I think I did.
Our graduation was like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
But like Bloomfield, I'm not gonna lie, I liked Bloomfield. Like, I hated it, but I liked it only because like it was so diverse, like very diverse.
Yeah.
Like you have rich white people and you have poor people. It was just like diverse in every aspect.
Yeah, I didn't get that culture shock till I went to college.
Yeah.
For real, like, you know, I went to North Star.
Yeah.
It's in North.
Yeah.
So it was nothing but black kids, maybe 25% Spanish. Mm. I didn't really start, I guess, experiencing other cultures and like other people till I got to college, and I'm like, yo, what's happening?
Oh no, you
like,
was getting all that in the hallway.
Like, yo, there were black people who didn't know what the fuck a doobie was.
Oh,
like they
you did go
like,
to a PUI.
Yeah, I went to a PWI. So it was this one time I was wrapping my hair, and this girl was like, "What you doing?" I'm like, a doobie. Like, what you mean? She's like, what's that? I said, wait a minute. Whoa. I said, when you wrap, like, when you get your hair straight, what you do? She's like, oh, I just put it in a ponytail. Are you crazy? That's why your shit look like that every morning.
Girl.
Like, wrap your shit. She's like, I had to teach her how to wrap her hair. She's never done that. She's never been to a corner store. Like, wow. Shit, it was oh, very snap. Weird.
So, actually, speaking of Bloomfield High, I haven't really spoken much to you since then, like, basically, like, how you been? Like, how's the music? Like, how did this start?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, we're getting into it.
We're getting right, into so, it.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, no, of course.
Because we're going just, back in time. I'm like, nah, let's talk.
I mean, I was definitely wasn't rapping there.
That's what I'm like,
definitely
when did...
wasn't rapping there. I was playing football first.
Okay. Oh, mm-hmm.
Like, I was a sports kid. You feel me? Like, I was always playing Pop Warner football all the way through, like, I went to Bloomfield High my freshman year and then for a little bit, and then I transferred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, now I ended up going to Queen of Peace. It was a private school in North Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
So I was playing football out there. I had like a little scholarship out there. So, and then, yeah, it was a nice little school. It was a nice little opportunity. I loved to play ball. Like,
right.
I was passionate. You know what I'm saying? So I went out there, feel me? Played a little bit of ball. And then, like, that was I stayed there from, like, the end of my freshman year all the way until my junior year, the school was going to close down, like, due to some funding.
Oh.
Feel me? So I had to leave. I ended up going to in Virginia to play, you feel me? Because I wanted to basically, yeah, because, you know, down south, like, anybody who play football know, like, down south is where football is
at.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's where they really take football, like, seriously, take sports seriously in general. You feel what I'm saying? So it was a different level. I wanted to go play at a different level against some different competition, test myself. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know what I'm saying? I liked it, but I basically ran into a situation where it was like, down south, it's also a lot of politics, like,
okay.
when it comes to, like, they teams and, like, they roster spots and stuff like that. So if they got a kid that's been there from his sophomore year, his freshman year. Even if you're better than him, for me, of course, like, even if you're better
than
him,
it's like a seniority.
You're not going to really play. You feel what I'm saying? So I was the best receiver there. Like, I felt like that. You feel what I'm saying? I'll put in that work. So, like, I don't know. It just was really a weird situation. It really killed my whole love for the game, though. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And I love football. Like, I was, like, it killed my whole love for the game. Like, I didn't want to play no more. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the type of person, I'm not going to dwell on too much of what happens. You feel me? Because I believe God got a plan for me no matter what it was. That was my plan. You feel me? Maybe his plan for me is not my plan. You feel me? So I ain't going, oh, why that? I ain't going to get into too much of that. You know what I'm saying? It don't really matter now.
So that whole situation is what kind of propelled you into wanting to make music?
I mean, okay, so that's a different story. I went to college at Delaware State.
Ooh, you really was all over.
Right.
That's lit. You know.
That's what I'm saying.
DSU.
That's lit. You feel what I'm saying? Shout out DSU, bro. Shout out Delaware State, bro. Shout out Delaware. I had, bro. Genuinely, bro.
Like, how they homecomings?
Bro. I ain't gonna lie, my sophomore year was whack, but my freshman year, bro.
Freshman year is always the craziest.
Yo, Delaware State gave me one of the most littest times of my life ever.
That's tough.
Like, ever. Like, my freshman year in college, like, was the most lit.
It's always the freshman.
Like, bro,
it's
that's the most freshman. Lit time
and
I've
and
ever
literally,
had.
That's the year you're gonna fail.
Bro. I was never in class.
I didn't even know. Spring semester, I was like, yeah, I'm dropping out. This
not, I'm this like, it's not for me. Like, so basically, like, I ain't. So my friend, one of my mans, he's like a DJ now. He make beats. He had like a little mic in his room or whatever. For me, so I go in there and we all, like, me and all, like, a couple of my mans, we just rapping, like, for fun, joking, you know what I'm saying? Trying it out. I'm rapping. Play that shit and I hear it, I'm like, oh. I'm a realist, you feel me? And I listen to music, I'm a real, like, I study music, I'm a real, like, fan first, you feel me? Like, of music,
you're
not
in,
of anybody, but like a fan of music, you feel me? So, like, I wouldn't, if I was bad, you feel me? I would say, like, nah, this ain't for you. I'd go on, you feel me? Like, I ain't going to be like, yeah, you are, and you're not, you feel me? So it's like, I heard that shit, I'm like, wait. Of course, I wasn't polished and no experience or nothing, you feel me? But, like, it sounded good. Like, all right, raw, feel me? So, that, and then school just wasn't like, it didn't like do anything for me like mentally, like feel me? Because I don't feel like I'm no dummy, but like I'm far from a dummy, feel me? So it's like I just feel like I was half-assed and I wasn't doing it at all. You feel me? It's just because I didn't want to do it.
And then school get mad, like, discouraging, too. Yeah, It's just like,
school was that, like, the birth of college dropout? Like,
yeah. That was the birth, bro.
It definitely sound like the energy y'all be giving is y'all, like, having fun, but it just be so tough.
Like, because it's like you really, you take a risk, like, you take a chance. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody, my mother... My grandmother, like, yo, they pro college, like, get your degree, do what you gotta do. I love them to death, like, and they're like, yo, no, don't do that, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, only you know, like, the real potential that you have, you know? So can't nobody tell you, like, yo, like, and it's crazy how life works, that it'll be, like, the ones you love, like, the most, you know what I'm saying? And I love them to death, it's not nothing on them, like, it's not their fault, you feel me, like, at all. It's just like, I gotta prove to them that, you know what I'm saying? I gotta do something that makes it set in stone, you know what I'm saying?
The thing about school is you can always go back.
Right.
Yeah. So I try to like, tell people, like, don't be intimidated. Like, okay, like, if you try something and it don't work out, like, school, it's 60-year-olds that's going back to school and getting their degrees. Yeah, so it's always on the table. So I feel like you go after whatever you want to do because you got one life. Mm-hmm. Worst you can do is fail.
One.
So I definitely admire that. And I like that you going hard.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of things. It seemed like you really dedicate yourself to whatever you do.
Yeah, I'm on half. Like, that was really my reason of leaving school. Like, I don't halfway do nothing.
Might as well not.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm in college. I'm not going to class.
Like, you just wasting money at this point.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just there, just sitting there and just... So I don't do that.
I can't do that, bro.
Like, I'm there, like, just getting complacent. I'm just sitting there. It's just days going by. Days going by, though. And then I just, and that was the, like, time where I found the love for rapping and making music. I was going home and going to the studio, making little shit, like, a couple songs and shit like that. I'm liking it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a good feedback. So it's like, all right. Like, I saw the point where it's like, you gotta, like, it's either you gonna stay here, cause it's not the fact that I can't do the college work. So I can do the college work. You know what I'm saying? It's just like applying yourself to something. Like, it's, you gotta dedicate your whole life to that. You know what I'm saying? It's not nothing you could do part time. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna rap and do it halfway. Not, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do it all the way. So I feel like I had to leave. It was no way. Mm-hmm. It was no way.
Can you tell us, like, how the song LOL came about?
Well, that song tough.
Nah, it is. I definitely liked it a lot.
That's like, I tell
video. My... Is loyalty over love, right?
Loyalty over love. I tell, whatever. Yeah.
Answer that first, and then tell me what's your definition of loyalty over love.
Okay, so how the song came about is like... So, like, I just came from the studio making a song, making a few songs. I went to the studio, and, like, I do my thing, like, my, like, creative, like, my inspiration, it comes in, like, spurts or, like
zones. Just have a moment,
you know what I'm saying? I'll be in a zone, you know what I'm saying? So if I'm in that zone, I would try to capture that zone and make as much content or make as much music as I can in that little zone, you know what I'm saying? So that song, I just came from the studio. It was like 5 a.m. Ooh. I was telling the homie, I'm telling the bros, like, yo, this is some 2022 shit. this some shit that ain't even supposed to be out yet.
You was going crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, like, compared to my shit that I made before that, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not, it's progression. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them, like, bro, this, I wasn't supposed to write this till next year. For me, I'm just saying, I'm joking, but, like, really, though, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the level of, like, that shit was just, like, a fun, like, and it comes, like, it's not, like a tenuous process, you know what I'm saying? It comes fast, and it just happens, and it's fun, bro, and I love it. Like, that's how that song came about. Like, it was just a fun little, I'm coming home from the studio, and I'm just in my mind, like, that's not good enough.
You were still in that mode.
That's not good enough. I ain't just going, you know what I'm saying, basking that I made some songs, some hard songs. Good songs. Good songs. Good songs, but I'm not going to bask in that, like, oh, I made some good songs. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to just... chill.
Nah, keep going.
I'm gonna make another song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Sometimes I don't. Like, I ain't gonna act like I'm perfect and I'll be like getting that every time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'll be like, nah, I'm gonna go to sleep. Maybe 5 a.m, 6 a.m, I'll be tired. Mm. But them times when I push through at 5 a.m, push through at 6 a.m, and I'll make that song that I wasn't about to make, that'd be the hardest song. Mm-hmm. That'd be the hardest song. That'd be the hardest song every time.
So then, what's your definition of loyalty?
So I feel like love is like, somebody could say that they love you, or, you know what I'm saying, they could show that they love you, but that don't mean that they loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have loyalty, because loyalty doesn't waver. You know what I'm saying? Like, love wavers. Like, it's emotions and other things and a lot of other things packed into love. You know what I'm saying? So you do a little thing, somebody love you, you do something to them, and they like, ah, I ain't fucking with him no more. Now, the love is a little bit, they love you, but it's like, But if somebody's loyal to you, no matter what happens, if they loyal to you, like, my niggas that I'm loyal to, my brothers, like, no matter what happens, we get into an argument, I feel like they do some fishy shit, whatever. I'm loyal to them, but I'm going to tell them, we're going to get over it, and next day, I'm good again, because I'm loyal, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to go tell nobody else, so I'm not going to have no conversation with you. That's just us. That shit stays between us. Right. Feel me? So that's my definition of loyalty. Like, you keeping my secret safe with you. Everything, everything, like, you know what I'm saying? Everything that I got going on, you my brother, I could count on you. You feel what I'm saying? Whatever about love, I don't... That's another topic, though.
It's
like, I can't. You don't think he has time for a relationship.
Okay, and see, this is one thing I really don't understand about a lot of guys. If you want a relationship, you can have one. Yeah. You have to find the balance. And niggas think that they can't find that balance. Like, bro, it's really not that hard.
That's why I say, look, all right, so that's why I say, it's not even about that I don't got the time, you feel me? Because, but like, I feel like it's just like, my mental... The mental space that I'm in right now, you feel me? Like, right. I can't. I told y'all earlier, I'm not going to do nothing half-assed, you feel me? So if I'm going to have a girl, I'm going to be all the way into my woman, you feel me? I'm going to be fully invested all time and everything, you feel me? So it's I can't fully invest my time in a woman and my craft at the same time.
But I still think you could do both.
Or you could just find somebody who's understanding of what you got.
That's hard, That's hard.
If I know you're in the studio, I'm not about to be blowing your phone up, but you're not just about to push me off to the side either. Like, it has to be compromise on both ends.
Like, I feel like people come into your life like when you're not looking for them. What's your sign?
I was thinking it too.
I'm like, what's
See, okay. look, I don't really get into the zodiac signs too much. I believe in God, but like,
my
birthday is September 10th.
It's coming up.
Virgo.
He's so makes sense.
You want I'm into my woman.
Oh, that's the Tory concert too.
That whole half assed Virgos don't half ass
nothing. Nothing.
It's like, bro, I can't. It's like, even if I try, I'm trying. Everything. Sometimes I try. Like, sometimes I do try. I try, but it just doesn't work. Like, I'm fully invested in making my music. Like, the feeling I get from making a song.
He's born on the 10th, like us.
Little, you know, disclaimer. November 10th, June 10th, September 10th, August 10th.
Yeah.
We synchronize. We in here.
Alignment.
The 10th of every, the 10th of the month.
Oh, wow.
I'm sick.
Yeah. Nah, that's fire.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Alignment. We were supposed to be here.
And I always said I'll be talking to girls.
This is a legendary interview right here. Right. I'm going to tell y'all, this is a legend.
This is legendary. So we're going to look back on this 10 years later.
Wow.
When we all in our mansions and our penthouses. We gonna like, see each other on the red carpet. Like, yo, I remember we did the interview.
This was the first interview.
This is the first interview.
Wow.
I love to hear it.
Now we can't forget the
birthday. And I was telling the girls, like, yo, like, we was born on the 10th. Like, we were supposed to be together. Yeah. We were supposed to be doing what we doing. Mm-hmm. Like,
this shit is, this is it's meant destined. To happen. This shit's meant to happen, bro.
So, speaking of the next 10 years, mm-hmm. where do you see yourself within the next 5? Because 10 years is a stretch.
Yeah. Or what do you want to be? If you could put yourself in your dream life, what is it?
10 years or
5? Put yourself in your dream life. Matter of fact, change that. Put yourself in your reality life.
Look at the Virgo.
Yeah, like I'm gonna put it like where I see myself, like where I picture myself in 5 years, realistically. Come on, realist.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell y'all where I picture myself in 5 years. In 5 years, I feel like I can't even. I feel like I can't even tell y'all. I can't even. I feel like it's so like. I feel like I would sell myself short on here. Like I feel like I would say something. That was not like I can't picture it.
I get what you're saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the work I'm putting in is like, it's like I could say like in the next year.
All right, okay.
In the next couple days, I'll be somewhere that I'm not right now. Like I'm always going for. So it's like I don't know, but just to answer the question, I feel like I would be. Top 10 on the billboards.
Okay.
Top 10 on the billboard, top 100, not just rap, just music in general.
And when that happens, just make sure you come right back.
Of course.
And celebrate
I'm gonna bring Casamigos again.
Oh, God.
And I'm gonna bring, something else again.
That shit is demon juice.
Yes.
I don't care what no. Okay,
he
so
set us up.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done off the Casa?
Ooh.
Light it up, Rissy.
Let's go here for it.
What's the craziest thing?
Sounds spicy. Yeah, let's hear this.
Throw up.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. That was funny only because I was not expecting that.
That's the craziest shit I've been up.
I ain't gonna lie, Casa is not for the weak, bro.
I'm not a drinker though, so I can't. I don't have a array of things to pick from. Like, I don't. Like a few.
Your
times
friends
I
over there in the back, like,
I'm not a drinker.
They over there talking about stories now.
When I drink, I get like smacked fast.
Because you don't drink.
Right. My tolerance not that high. So I get smacked fast, like fast. That's why I threw up last time I drank this before this. That was like 2 weeks ago. I told myself I was never gonna be again.
Yo, funny story. So, you know, me and the girls, we had a long night last night and everything like that. And me and Yanni had a good
y'all
time.
Y'all had them all. I was working, but I was okay. I was good enough to work.
I'm going to say this on air so we can always go back to this. Thank God for Rissy because me and Yanni was not making it back from New York by ourselves, bro.
Gone.
Like, but on the bright side, though, like, you know, I'm never drinking Casa again. It's over. At least not Blanco, because, like, you know, let's stick to the dark side, because the white side is no blame.
I mean, water is all this.
I ain't gonna lie, I might drink it again. Like,
where did it come from, though?
What, Casamigos?
Where did Casamigos come from?
I ain't gonna lie, it really, like, fell out the blue. Like,
No, it's drinks like Casamigos that's been out, but nobody paid attention to
it. That's what I'm saying, like, Like, a lot of people make tequila. What made Casamigos, like, the preferred drink? Everybody preferred drink a tequila now.
I feel like tequila just became popular, so everybody was just looking for new tequilas.
You know what I think it was? You know when it happened? When everybody was getting that 600 plus and everybody popping out with Azul and the things and the 1942s and then Casamigos just wiggled their way.
Wiggled this way up in there.
In the front light and now everybody wants
to like Henny had a wave. Like when I was in college, like 2015, 2016, Henny was the drink of choice. It wasn't no tequila, no light, nothing. Yeah. It was Henny.
I always, bro, I'm but you know what? You know,
yeah, Henny the goat.
Like, I still Henny. Have friends that have Henny bottles. Mom,
you trying to get Henny, all your shit?
Yeah, that's
like,
what they do.
Demon like, time, like you need the Hennessy, like
yeah, Henny.
But
yeah,
that
yeah,
shit, yeah, what yeah. I don't. I'm, this is what I really don't get, bro. That shit is nasty.
Yeah, bro.
No, it, look,
it's
like,
the worst.
It's about so the, what is the hype? It's about like, what am I missing?
It's about the destination.
Yeah, you got it.
Not the journey. It's about how
because this is my thing. This is my thing. Because this is my thing. The type of time I be on, I don't need liquor. Because the shit people be doing when they drunk, I do when I'm sober. That includes phone calls. Oh, that okay. includes the shit, just the random shit that I be doing. When I'm, it's been times like when I'm, but when I've been out with people, they would think I'm drunk because of how I act.
Gemini,
it's just the Gemini.
Just be high
energy.
Off life.
I really be she high said, off life. Okay.
Nah, but shoot, man. Liquor. But I was saying that rappers also too get like liquor into like the lom life. So I mm-hmm. forgot which rapper it was, but Kavassier.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That, after he said Kavassier, now that's everybody wants.
Wait. So if you could promote any brand of liquor, what would it be?
Ooh. Probably had to be Casamigos.
Casa?
Try it if you dare.
Nah. really though. Really.
Yo, try it if you dare. That's funny. Casamigo really had you questioning yourself.
Trying to go to me.
Like, what I do?
How I don't was like it? I don't like it. I don't like it. It's just like, yeah. Like you said, it's about the destination.
It do start the party, though. That's one thing I will say about it. Like, it's lit.
It's going to get you where you need to go.
Yeah, you feel me? It's going to take you there.
It's going to take you there.
Just
it's going to take you there.
Vibe responsibly.
Kids, don't drink.
Please do not drink.
Do not drink, kids.
We do not encourage
underage drinking.
Or drugs and alcohol.
Yo, you want to get lit, bro? Just drink some kombucha on an empty stomach. You be all right.
No, because that's the first time I got healthy drunk.
Healthy litness. That was the first time I
healthy
got drunk.
Healthy litness.
We didn't forget your birthday. I got those videos.
I said first time I got drunk, not the second.
Okay. Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Rissy doesn't drink or smoke, so for her birthday, I'm like, you're taking a shot. But I ain't gonna lie.
And it was Casamigo.
Her friend did her dirty, right? Let me tell you how. They got her a double shot of Casa for somebody that don't drink at all.
That's stupid.
No.
A double.
I was done before niggas even got to the waves. Like, that was at dinner. No, we didn't even get to the wave yet. I don't remember getting to the wave. I don't remember how I got
you
there. I don't remember
enjoying
how I got
yourself.
Home. I don't even remember how I got.
That's not your man.
That's not your man.
You drove?
I drove.
Okay.
You know Rissy lit when she let me drive her car.
That's what I'm saying. I let you drive?
I got us home safe.
She did.
I made sure you was good. I had her keys. Nah, I wasn't drunk. I had her keys. I dropped everybody off home. I was good.
Was you drunk?
I was lit. Drunk? No.
Yeah, because then we went to the strip club.
No, I definitely wasn't drunk.
This off the record. This off the record, too. We're going to cut this part out.
Yeah. It's live.
Right. Yeah, is it all?
No, she was so Mercy got them home. Designated driver.
Designated? Well, she's always a designated driver.
I'm always a designated driver.
So me being a designated driver was new.
Like, do you have, like, a designated driver?
I'm the designated driver.
You're the designated. Okay.
Me.
That shit ass.
I mean.
You barely drink, so.
But if it don't matter what, if I don't want to say like nothing crazy. No matter the situation, I'm gonna. Everybody, ask all my friends. They here unscathed. You know what I'm saying? They untouched. You know what I'm saying? I've been, and I got them home every time they walk in the house.
DDD.
They walk in the house. You know what I'm saying? And I partake in all the activities. I'm gonna just say that. I partake in activities.
Vibe responsible.
No, that's the one thing about.
Also, call an Uber.
Call an Uber.
Your friends drive drunk if you know
never let your friends drive drunk.
But that's the safest part.
Never let your friends drive drunk.
Vibe responsible.
That's the safest part about Rissy because Rissy's always responsible.
Sober.
So there we go.
Need a friend. Get you a friend that's always sober.
Get you a friend that's always sober and can drive.
That can drive.
Like, that's don't be crashing my car. You sober.
You can be sober and crash.
And cannot be macking shit up.
Don't got it.
Don't get me started.
I got better. I mean, I let you drop my shit, so.
Why they get silent like that?
Right, they be.
All
right,
but listen. Because Yanni's a newcomer driver.
She's a new driver.
She's a new driver.
She's a new driver.
I be on the road, though.
Nah,
I be trying to get off the road when you're on the road.
I remember the first time I drove behind Yanni, like when she first got her car, I said, oh, poor baby. Poor baby.
No, like, she really had to lead the way. I'm like,
no, bad, bro.
I think the funniest moments was, I'm like, all right, Yanni, this is how you park. I'm like, throw that ass back. I like, literally, like when you got to throw the wheel, you got to put, put the ass of the car back, throw that ass back.
Jada, to this day when I'm parking, I'll be like, throw that ass back, like Jada said. I'm looking in the mirror like... But yo, y'all taught me.
Look, that's what friends are for.
Knock a park.
So what about show friends? Like, how are your friends? What about show friends?
Wow.
Oh, that's really a song? Oh, wow.
It is.
That's a black person.
Take a black car.
TLC.
Oh, she said that's a black person. Show's over.
Cut that out.
Is that a black? No, you didn't.
For real,
is that a black person?
She said, thank you, Marv. Why they being weird to me?
You being weird to us.
You being weird to us.
TLC, we apologize on her behalf.
I'm sorry. Now Chili probably watching this like...
Damn, they never gonna come on the show now. Damn.
It was at this moment that he knew.
Had to be on my episode.
Damn, you were supposed to be left off.
I love TLC, though. I love TLC.
Right.
Who doesn't love TLC?
Ooh, so, dead or alive, who would you work with, top five?
I need Lauryn Hill.
Ooh.
I need Cole. I need Drake.
Yes, Sirski.
I need... Herb.
Yes.
And I need... Damn. Oh, no. It's kind of murky after that.
Give us a female.
Okay. Oh, female artist. All right. I forgot her name, but she did like the... She did like the national anthem. The national, y'all never seen that video? It went viral, and she did that. She rapped the national anthem poem, something like that. But her though, she raw. I don't know her name, but
she's
she raw.
A poet.
She's a rapper.
I definitely know what you're talking about. And I can't think about it.
I forgot her name though.
Rhapsody.
Might be.
She beautiful too.
I like Rhapsody.
She beautiful. Or Nikki. Nikki is a crazy. Oh, okay.
That's critical. Yeah, you got
Nikki is a crazy, crazy, crazy lyricist. Like,
that's number one.
Nikki is crazy, yeah. Nikki is crazy.
Okay.
Especially
okay,
from
okay.
our generation.
I respect me some Nikki.
Now, I think. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
I'm ready if you ready.
Are y'all ready?
I'm ready if you ready.
Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Hey, it's Dirty Laundry time, okay? And this is Illis Girls Next Door. And this is where you share a very deep secret with Illis Girls Next Door that most people to nobody knows. And we do not do indictments on Illis Girls Next Door. So drum roll for Dirty Laundry.
Okay. So, I mean, I ain't going to get no time frame of this because I'm not going, you know what I'm saying?
No indictments.
No names, none of that.
I had a girl that, you know what I'm saying, you know, that I got her with, you know what I'm saying, from time to time. When I felt, you know what I'm saying, blind. So, do what we do, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm on my way taking her home, you feel me? She goes, yeah. I wasn't supposed to be here with you. Like, I wasn't supposed to be right here. I ain't gonna say. I don't know. Like, I'm at this point, I'm clueless. Like, I don't know too much about what's going on. I'm not going to jump the gun. So, basically, long story short, tell me. On the way home, she tells me.
And you dropping her off?
Dropping her off home, bro.
Okay. It sounds like it's never making bad
on the way
day.
Home. Like, okay. On the way home. On the way home. She, like, yeah. I'm 4 months pregnant.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Oh.
Shit ain't mine, bro. You heard? It's not mine. No, brother man.
No, please,
brother man. I ain't gonna say no. I don't know. I don't know who.
No.
she is. I don't know who. I don't know nothing. I don't know nobody. Man. I don't know nothing but my
man. Brother man.
Yeah. That just took number one for 2021.
Wow.
Because
they
yo.
Go y'all dirty laundry. Y'all wanted some dirty laundry. They go. Wow. Some dirty laundry.
Wait, let's break this down.
There's so much to unpack.
At what point did she tell you that? Like when you was outside her crib. Like how long did she wait to say something?
And this is after how long?
This was on the way on the ride home.
Wait,
so on the ride after I happened.
Yeah. Like,
oh. How long was you fucking with her for?
See
you.
But she not. Nah. I just met. I'm saying like I don't really like for me. She not nobody that like.
I'm not insinuating that it's your kid. I just want to know how.
Not even that. I'm just saying, like, she not even, like, she's not somebody really that I would consider that I was fucking with.
Okay, okay.
I wasn't ever fucking with her.
There's, like,
she
a little link. It wasn't nothing.
Like,
that's really wild as hell.
That's wild, though.
I would have been hurt. Like,
man.
She obviously wasn't showing.
And you want to know what's the craziest part about this whole thing? She told me to pull up to the gender reveal.
Hey, wow.
Nope. You know what?
Give Shorty a gold medal.
That's why I would never have a girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Okay, there it goes.
She said, Last question. Was brother man at the gender reveal?
I don't know. I didn't go.
He ain't go.
You better not.
It didn't come up yet. I'm contemplating on going if I want to go.
Oh, this happened like last week?
This is recent.
Oh,
he said he's not gonna say no time frame. He said,
I think that's the end of the show.
Oh, no. That was not.
We got 15 minutes. We about to unpack this shit. Nah. Hell no. Nigga said he don't got a girlfriend because bitches out here doing shit like that. Y'all just ruin it for the good ones.
Y'all ruin it for us, bro.
Because that's weird. That's weird.
Why you being weird to me?
And that's not singular occurrence. Like, that's not no shit that I only seen one time. I've seen some shit like that. Like,
wow.
Like, that's some shit that I don't, you know.
We hear a lot of ancient shit stuff about men, but never about.
What?
It's definitely a double standard.
That's because women are good.
Mm-hmm.
They good.
Mm-hmm.
Men just don't give a fuck. Like,
they just get caught and just, I'm sorry, baby.
Yeah, like, do all the dumb shit.
She said, I'm sorry, baby.
I swear.
I saw this tweet today that said, cheating is too much of a long process for it to be an accident.
It's so much. It very much.
It's
is.
Too
no
much of a process. Like, bro, you had to see the girl. You had to get the number. You had to actively DM the girl.
You had to pull up to her.
And you know
she can't see you.
And you know you're not supposed to be doing nothing.
You had to type the whole whatever. You had to type.
You gotta be swinging. Tell me, oh, I fucked up. It was
like, I didn't mean.
You look a little guilty back then, my guy.
Cheat, that's a lot
good
of
dudes.
Words.
Nah, good dudes back there.
Good brother men? Okay.
Good men.
Black
good
men don't cheat.
There. Good dudes.
Black men don't cheat.
My man's right there. Good dudes.
Oh.
Black men do not cheat.
You heard it here first.
You hear me?
Uh-huh. They a goddamn lie.
Because I was not.
I got us.
Listen, I will sweep the sand more than I ever believe men don't cheat.
Black men.
She said I'll sweep
black
the sand.
Black men. Real black
culture.
No,
y'all
real.
Cheat.
Any black
I love
man,
my black men, though.
I will
I
say
love
this.
Y'all.
Oh, yeah, I love my black kings.
Any
that's
black
all
man
I
who love, any black man who loves his mother will not cheat on his woman.
You know what? We gonna stop this foolishness right now, and I already know you got a freestyle coming up. So what we doing?
Let's do it.
What we doing?
Let's do it.
All right, Mario, you already know. Let's get
it. Look,
Yeah, shot game paper can keep you tense. So I'm counting these digits, it feel like school. Two never say he won't be a mechanic. That money he keeping his tool, and I'm turning shit up. Not cool. They get cold, keep heating, we moving. They said I'm the one, get on beats and prove it. Nigga, all of my dreams be lucid. All of my songs be a banger. Hit this freestyle, I bet they replay it. I hate that I rap, cause I could be the best. But a nigga like me, I just don't like to say it. No flash in the pan, I was playing no stand. Really do this, that's all that I'm saying. He came in my time, I don't talk to no strangers. Niggas out here ain't keeping it player. Do it now, then bring it up later. So do me a favor, don't do me no favors. And it's either you with me or not, they won't be in the grave. But don't play for the Raiders, these names, they gotta be losing on. Get a blend the beat and I'm fine. I don't watch what these niggas be doing, cause most of the time in the lead to be blind. Now tell me how that's gonna go. Niggas don't got no morals, they hoes. I just be having my way, I keep talking my shit when I'm switching the floor. And they don't got a clue, but they act like they know. I ain't tripping, that's just how it go. In the studio, they tell me to go. Locked in, I can make 10 songs in a row. And then got my little brother back up in that county again. Pick up, he ain't calling me though. And that one nigga switched on me, still treat all his family like family though. And we used to talk on the phone, still feel like my father abandoned me though. All of that shit made a man of me. Taking that shit home when nothing handed to me. I gotta watch when these niggas will tell me they love me while taking advantage of me. I'ma be everything that I'm planning to be. On all 10, they ain't standing for me. I'll lay one of yours for my family tree. Really, that nigga ain't trying to be. I'm too S-O-L-I-D. Too S-O-L-I-D. I'm too S-O-L-I-D. Little nigga, I don't know how to fold. And if you on the streets like you wanted to look a little taller, just stay on your toes. If you wanna look taller, you stand on your toes. I don't gotta explain it, they get it. I done sacrificed sleep for this shit. I can't wait till I pop to my niggas, we did it. Like, I don't wanna travel, I stay on my pivot. Cause out here, if you slip, it get wicked. Like a man that can play my position, I get on the beaches and show them I'm different. Yeah, show them I'm different. Nigga, that's saying I'm leash. Cause I'm from a war zone. If you snooze and you lose, you stay in the sleep. I got some brothers that stay in the streets. Try to show them that it's a way out. Get you some money, my niggas. Nobody giving you none, you down, you out. Niggas can't stop me, I'm fouling them out. Say my name like sounding it out. Bitches, they love me, they wanna be with me. But we do not speak outside of the house, inside of the house. She asked me if I eat the clothes, she bought, she taking them off. All of my niggas a team, that entry paper come in and I'm breaking them off. Remember when we used to shop at the mills, and if they ain't had nothing, we take it to Ross. All of that shit made me feel like a boss. You can't win if you ducking them losses. But I lost two cousins, and it's summer alone, and that shit hurt the process. Now he ain't one of mine, I want my people to win, and he thinks it's a contest. Tired of these niggas trying to tell me I got next. Like, I ain't on fire right now. And Brody ain't getting no job, he said he want all his bread off the...
You but just were
That was the best freestyle we've had so far.
No cap.
Nah, yeah. You got it, my boy.
Appreciate that.
Y'all, did you just walk on Ellis Girls Next Door? Like, nah, he really walked that beat, though.
Nah, he really did. Like, I'm thoroughly
impressed.
I'm
going to turn into a song and then name that Ellis Girls Next Door. For those who listen, Deluxe is coming this month. And that song is going to be on the Illest Girls Next Door freestyle. It's going to be on the Deluxe. It's going to be on the Deluxe.
That's
the Deluxe
is
coming
soon. Aside from the freestyle, did y'all peep the team in the back though?
Yeah.
It's the support for me.
I love to see it.
It's the support for me.
Of course.
Shout out to the motherfucking
gang, okay?
I just want to add one more thing in about the album. I thought the cover art was so creative.
I appreciate it.
It was so creative. Like, that's tough. Whole track. Yes, tough.
Let me, let me elaborate on that shit a little bit because it was a lot of like. So, like, if you see, like, it was the tracklist cover art and then it was the cover art with, like, it was a bunch of captions. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, that's the whole meaning of for those who listen. You feel me? Them people that's taking the music and then they listening to it and they taking like lines from it that they really or they listen to and they really listen to and they really like, yo, I fuck with that one enough to make it a caption, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That means they gotta be really listening to what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. It's nobody that's gonna
and
make
that's
they,
the words.
You
it's
know
the
what
captions.
I'm saying? And that's the name of the name of the tape is for those who listen. And like people who listen, that's how they do it. For me, I dropped some merch. They flagging, look, they flagging the merch.
Can we get a shirt?
Let me bring the shirt in.
Wow, that's mad creative. I'd love to hear that.
Oh, let's see it.
Yeah, good merch.
Okay. Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
Okay.
That's tough.
Ooh.
That's tough.
I like that.
I want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yo.
That is tough.
Now, I just want you to know you came in on the project swinging and left out swinging. Energy just...
Bet.
I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all for having me too. Thank
you. We appreciate you for coming.
Thank y'all, man.
This was really good, and you know, like, we wish you the best on your journey.
Appreciate
that. We wish you the best just in life and your career and everything like that.
You acting like we're not gonna see this
again. No, we do. We is. We is. But let me tell you something. We definitely gonna see you again.
Yeah, of course.
And we're gonna see you again.
Of course.
But at the same time, though, you always gotta. I'm wishing you good luck in your career.
We're gonna keep this, you feel me? This is the start of something, like, something good, you feel me? We all gonna grow, you feel me?
Fact.
And we're gonna come together. This jersey, we gotta keep this city.
That's what jerseys sound like.
Marv got a jersey drop.
With a jersey drop. Every drop.
Damn.
Oh, nah.
But, I just want you to, like, shout out your Instagram page, shout out anything, anybody that you want to shout out.
There we go.
Yes, sir. You can follow me on IG at G.Baby, G-E-D-O-T, baby. No spaces, no nothing, G.Baby. I'm going to shout out my mother, my
shout
queen.
Shout out mom,
you know what I'm saying?
Mom.
My queen, my love, my heart, my grandmother, you know what I'm saying? My uncle. You know what I'm saying? My brothers, Shai, Nero, G2, my brothers back here, and my brothers that's not here. You know what I'm saying? My team, keep me going, keep me motivated. My son Danny Bags, I know my son Danny Bags gonna watch this. Love you, nigga. Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody, I probably can't think of everything right now.
It's fine.
Just everybody,
it's all
I love y'all, man. Everybody who's supporting me and my fans, too. My fans, bro, I love my fans, bro. I love y'all. They definitely know they're my niggas.
That sounded like an acceptance speech.
Right.
Like,
That sounded like an intro.
It was so genuine.
Right.
That's real.
But this is Illest Girls Next Door, and we will see y'all next Sunday.
Bye.